I'm looking at a lot of people here today. And you're a people who needs hope. You're a people who go through difficult things. Your difficult thing might be different than your difficult thing, but you face difficult things and you need hope. And today, Gary and I have teamed together to bring good news. And the good news, which is no April Fool, is that God loves you. Every single person here today needs to understand that Jesus loves them. And so I'll ask you to say it with me. Jesus loves me. I am the one whom Jesus loves. That is no April Fool, even though today is April Fool's Day. They shouldn't allow April Fool's to be on Easter. Now, how do I know that Jesus loves you? Gary, how do I know that Jesus should let you do what you do? Because about 10 years ago, I can guarantee you, you didn't think you'd be doing this today. You'd think, yeah, that's an April Fool. How do I know that Jesus loves you? I'll tell you how I know Jesus loves you, because Easter is a trail of tears. Yes, it is. Easter is a trail of tears, and every tear says, I love you. There's a moment in the life of Christ when he resolutely, with a determined spirit, sets out towards Jerusalem. It is a moment in time which Jesus said, now I'm headed to Calvary. And that road to Calvary was a trail of tears. If you look at Matthew 9, if you look at John 11, if you look at Luke 19, you'll see this trail of tears. You'll see in Matthew 9, when Jesus looks out at the crowd and he has compassion on them, Matthew says, and he weeps. He weeps over them. Why? Because they are like sheep without a shepherd. They're lonely. They're confused. They're lost. He weeps because he loves them. And so he sets out towards Jerusalem in pursuit of their hearts. And it is on this journey where Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Did you know that? It's during this trail of tears when Jesus says that. I am the good shepherd. In John 11, there's a moment when Jesus is told that his good friend Lazarus is sick. And he lingers where he is because the ministry that he's doing is not over. He knows what's going to happen, but he says it's for the glory of God. And then he gets news that Lazarus is no longer sick. Lazarus is dead. And he starts towards the home of Martha and Mary and Lazarus because he has heard that Lazarus is dead. Before he can get to town, Martha's already met him. That's Martha. She's a mover. She's a shaker. She's going to go tell Jesus what for. Martha, she looks at Jesus, says, you know, if you'd have been here. Jesus says, yeah, I know. But this is for the glory of God, Martha. Well, Mary, a sensitive soul, is in her house. She does make her way out to Jesus, and she speaks to Jesus. And Jesus is beginning to get emotional, and where is he? And so they take him to Lazarus. And John only gives us two words. John simply says, Jesus wept. Jesus wept. His friend Lazarus, his friend Martha and Mary, there's a tragedy here. And we're told that Jesus wept. Why does he weep? He weeps because he loves them. He weeps because he feels Martha's grief. He feels Mary's grief. He weeps because death isn't supposed to happen. And so he weeps. But as he weeps, John shows us another angle, another lens. And others looking on say this: see how he loves them. And so Jesus says, listen, let's get rid of the stone. And Martha's not shy. Jesus, it's been 4 days. He stinks. Jesus says, let's get rid of the stone. You see, Jesus does more than weep for you. You need to know that he weeps for you. But Jesus does more than weep for you. Jesus will take the stone away from your death, from your grief, from your addiction, from your confusion, from the dark things in your life. Jesus offers them hope. He offers them more than tears. He offers them resurrection hope. And he speaks to Lazarus. And he simply says three words. John records two important words. Jesus wept. But then John records three words of Jesus. Lazarus, come out. And a dead man lives. You see, Jesus offers more than tears. Although those tears are important, he offers hope, resurrection, hope. Jesus says, no one else ever said this, friends. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And if you believe in me, you will never die. Who says that? Who says that? I'll tell you who says that. A lunatic says that. A lunatic says that. Or a liar says that. Or God says that. Those are your three options this morning, this Easter morning. This is no April Fool. You have to decide. Did God say that? Did a liar say that? Or did a lunatic say that? I am the resurrection and the life. That's what Jesus said. The one who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus offers more than tears to you. He offers hope. He offers resurrection hope. This trail of tears, it does not end there. Only the next time we see tears, they come from a beautiful woman named Mary, Mary Magdalene. Mary's story of Jesus is a wonderful story. Her life is a broken life. Her life is a confused and miserable life at one time until she meets Jesus. And Jesus changes her life. And she's with him in his ministry, and she witnesses his death, a tragic and terrible and gross and unimaginable, horrific death, crucifixion and whipping and the trial and the whole. She witnesses this. And then we find her in John chapter 9, or 20. Mary standing outside the tomb of Jesus, and she's crying. And as she wept, she stooped and she looked in. She saw two angels, one sitting at the head, the other at the foot, where Jesus had been lying. And they simply said, dear woman, why are you crying? What a question. Why are you crying? And she said, because they've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him. And she turned to leave and saw someone standing there. And it's hard to know really what was going on. She may not have been looking. She was clearly just stricken in her grief, but it was Jesus, and she didn't recognize him. And he said, "Dear woman, why are you crying?" And Jesus asked her, "Who are you looking for?" And she thought he was the gardener, and she said, "Sir, if you've taken him, tell me where you put him so I can go and get him." Most of you here have probably lost a loved one. And you know what grief is like. Some of you here have lost a child. Some of you here have lost a parent or a very good friend. And you know the grief. You've lost your spouse. You know the tears. You know the darkness. Going to bed at night with this grief, and you can't sleep, and you're up, and you're just exhausted in your tears. You know this grief. And this was Mary's grief. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to her. And Jesus asked her a question. "Why are you crying?" She thinks he's the gardener. She says, "Listen, I just want to get Jesus. Tell me where Jesus is." And Jesus' response is just powerful. You see, Jesus could have looked at Mary and said, "Don't you get it? Don't you get it? I told you what was going to happen. I told you I was going to suffer at the hands of sinful men and be crucified and then raised to life on the third day. What's wrong with you, Mary? Why didn't you get this? You of all people really love me. Why didn't you get this?" He doesn't say that. Jesus doesn't bring up the past. He doesn't say anything. What does Jesus say? Jesus says her name. Jesus says her name. Like she matters. Like he's not worried about her confusion or her inability to get what's happening or anything in her past. He simply recognizes her person. He says her name. And then she recognizes him. And this week, as I was thinking about this sermon and listening to Gary's spoken word, I was just overcome with the importance of that moment when Jesus says Mary's name and he doesn't say anything else. He recognizes her value, her person. He couldn't have done anything to give her dignity better than that. He says her name. And in saying her name, he says, "I love you." In saying her name, he says, "You matter to me." It's not about where you've been or what you've done or the fact that you're not really getting this right now. I just love you. This trail of tears, it kind of stops right there. Because the next thing that Jesus says is, "Go tell the disciples." Go tell the disciples. The next thing Jesus does after he says her name is gives her purpose. Doesn't tell her to go to confession. Doesn't shame her. He gives her purpose. He gives her meaning in life. And off she goes. And I thought to myself, what a great thing to say on April Fool's. To spite the day that God knows your name and he loves you. God knows your name and he loves you. And so it's this moment on this day when I'm just pleading with you to believe that you are loved. That Jesus did more than shed tears for you. He shed blood for you. And he demonstrated his authority over death through resurrection power for you. He rolled away the stone, not so he could get out, but so that people could look in and get in and see he is not here. That's what the angel said. He is risen. That's what Mary needed to know. Mary didn't need a lecture about what she used to be like or that she doesn't understand everything Jesus said. Neither do you. You know your past. Jesus says your name. He says you matter, you're valuable, I love you, and I'm going to give you purpose. I'm going to give you meaning in life. But there's this matter of believing. There's this matter of accepting the fact that God loves you, that he knows your name, and that he has a purpose for you. And on this Easter day, I just challenge you to recognize the power of that one word in Scripture when Jesus says, Mary. It means so much. It meant so much for her. It means so much for us. Accept his love today. Believe in his resurrection. May it change your life. If you're here today and the Christianity thing is still a little confusing to you, this message, this story really is where it begins. With how God values you, how God loves you, and what he has done to purchase your redemption. Maybe today is the day that you say, listen, I don't know everything, but I'm going to trust my life to Jesus. I hear him calling my name. I'd like to pray as we close and invite you to pray with me. Rejoice in the love of God, understanding the beauty of this trail of tears, these tears of Easter, and making it personal. You pray with me. Father in heaven, I thank you for your love. I admit that I'm a sinner. I know that I need a Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is that Savior, that he has the power to cleanse me of my sin, to forgive me of my sin. I trust in the work of Christ on the cross. I call out to you today and invite you to enter into my life and forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from unrighteousness. I desire to turn from my sin and follow you. Give my heart to you that I might be a child of God. Thank you for knowing my name and in spite of my sin, loving me anyhow. Help me to understand what it means to live in community with other believers and to walk with you. Give me your peace, peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for meeting me in my grief, in my sin, in my despair, transforming me. I pray all this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.